microphone master. The most innovative, understated, brothers out to pasture. Dollars up, let's get your bet. You ain't heard this much future yet. The truth is said, J-Love plays rock in the movement set. It's dub CNN, what can you expect? But the illest from the internet, the realest on your neck. Bang your head to the left and you just hearing the fresh. East Coast, worldwide, to the south side, back to the west. Focus, focus on these microphones, pipe right to your home. Abracadabra, mastery magic, bringing light to the zone. This ain't your regular radio podcast, a meeting of the minds. We are planting seedlings in the line, hip-hop feeding the blind. And with this moment in time, we hope you keep with the rhyme. Hip-hop is the aspiration, it's breathing, it's fine. It's time now for what you've been waiting to go live. Micromaster, J-Love, let's rock, banging and fine.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. I am Jay Love, and right through the wonders of technology is my ace, my dude, Blaze Rock. What's up, man?
You know, I'm keeping a gangster in the middle of the gangsterness all over the gangster world. Gangster.
And this show is going to be one where we try to bring you the definite high level conversation and thoughts, and this is our shotgun spray, because we got, what do we have on deck? Talking a little bit about E-40, we talking a little bit about the aftermath rule, and want to start it off real quick because there's a lot of stuff going on in the news with Trayvon Martin. And if you don't know about Trayvon Martin, in the Trayvon Martin case in particular, is not what I want to get into. It's situations like these where people oftentimes start to get, where they get upset and they want all this change, and they want to let their frustrations be known. So they maybe they stage a rally in their city, or in this case, there are the Million Hoodie March that's going on in multiple cities around the country. But what I'm getting at is, and I think Blaze, when we were talking off air, I think you said it really eloquently. There are a lot of people that get upset. And they want to march and everything, but instead of getting to the root of an issue, instead of maybe educating the youth, instead of seeing how can we do to better educate people when it comes to maybe racism, when it comes to the youth saying this is what it means to be, you know, a young black man in America, or this is what it means, or to reach out to the family that has been affected to say our condolences are with you, instead of using this as a platform to. Like an Al Sharpton would normally do. So I want you to kind of expand upon what you were kind of saying, when your thoughts on how situations like this are often the right example, or not an example, but it's not used really as a teaching mechanism. It's used as more of a sounding off for folks.
You know, I mean, I guess the thing about it is that as much as I recognize that there are a lot of people who need that last spurt, because when you think about it, if you have a bundle of wood and dirt and things like that, and you put gasoline on it, it's still not a fire until it's lit, you know. And I understand that this could be viewed as the type of event that would be the flame to that, you know, to that combustible, or you know, that flammable situation. What I am saying, though, to echo what you led in with, is I wonder to myself how many people are taking this opportunity to educate their kids, especially young black males like myself, or like my son, your sons, you know, taking the time to educate them on what people really think of them. I know we love to believe that we're in the rainbow world where there's unicorns and Care Bears, that everyone loves everyone, but the fact of the matter is racism is as much a part of our existence as our hair and our eyes and our eyelashes. Right. We're not taking the time to educate kids on what that racism means or what racism is. On the other hand, people aren't taking the time to explore the reason why racism exists with their children and explain to them the need for them to avoid those types of stereotypes. And it's depressing because you have all these people who have all this energy and they have all this well-meaning desire, but they're not actually doing anything that's going to benefit our culture and benefit our communities and benefit our children in the long run, so that they're not put in these types of positions. We're not trying to educate people so that they're not putting kids in those types of positions. We have collectively over the last decade or so more and more looked for ways to give people more control over us. Even the very fact of this block watch, for that matter, that this guy Zimmerman was a part of, we've done this in our communities. We've given these organizations and these governments and municipalities more and more control over, I mean, something as simple as who walks through our neighborhoods. Right. You have people who feel like it's imperative that they live in a gated community because they're afraid of people being near them. And typically, it's different people. They're not afraid of themselves. They're usually afraid of people who are different than them, either culturally or, you know, by race or ethnicity or language or, you know, origin, anything you can think of, they're afraid. So then when you get fear, everyone knows that fear always breeds hatred. And I mean, it's one thing that I think George Lucas wrote ever that was really poignant, is fear does breed hatred. The only thing that can combat that, of course, is knowledge, and knowledge and that knowledge that creates wisdom. And that wisdom is to know that there's certain things that as a young black male, you have to be aware of, not afraid of, aware of. And when you're aware of those things, you're better prepared to do the things that are, you know, are necessary to not only survive, but to succeed and to excel. And as adults and as a community with the amount of knowledge and wisdom and opportunity that we've had, we've done a piss poor job of making sure that some of these kids are aware or making sure that some of those kids are, you know, involved. And so right now you have this cluster of people who want to be involved. And I think, you know, like it is, it's really just a matter of they want to be involved, but there's nowhere for them to be involved anymore. So I think, you know, it's unfortunate that it takes a situation like this to change people's opinions or their preparation to be a part of things. But I just don't want people all of a sudden to think this to be the means for them to all of a sudden turn from apathetic gangster to pseudo-revolutionary simply because they show up to a location with a hoodie on. Because I still think there's a lot of people who simply aren't astute enough to understand the symbolism of wearing the hoodie or symbolism of this, of you know, carrying the pack of Skittles and being in that group. And, you know, the symbolism is there, but these are the same people who are going to turn around next week and camp out for a pair of Jordans, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's like, but you're continuing to further the stereotype. You're continuing to further the stereotypes. You're continuing to be the things that all these people use as reasons to fear you, but you're not using them to your benefit.
And even to that point, I mean, there. When you, I can just think of when you were talking about that, it made me think of an artist like Mr. Fab, because Mr. Fab is he is one of those. He's an example of somebody who, day in and day out, looks to make a difference in his community.
Absolutely.
And then, so when situations like this come up, he's saying, "Look, this is what I've been doing. I see I'm in the community every day. Hey, I'm outraged because I'm working to try to change these stereotypes.
Right.
I'm trying to be on the front line of this." So right. Somebody like him, people like him, I respect more as opposed to somebody who, as you mentioned, is just chilling and they see what's going on and say, "Oh, let's all rally."
Absolutely.
When they have no, when you mentioned, I think said it perfectly, the symbolism behind the hoodie, behind the right. Skittles, all those things. And I think that's a very, very poignant.
I think it's an instance where, you know, the room for standing, if you will, exists only in folks like you said, like Mr. Fab, who are out there and trying to teach kids and not out there just talking that talk, because there's a lot of people who are out there talking that talk from a matter of you need to do this, you're not right, as opposed to let me show you how, let me teach you how, walk with me and I'll show you, or you know, or look, let me help you, let me get you to this point. There aren't enough folks doing that. I can count on one hand in 10 seconds how many rappers will inundate you with CDs on a given week. But I can't count that many people who are out trying to put on events for kids, trying to put on, you know, cultural events that actually have some impact outside of trying to tell somebody how rich you are. And I know that what I'm saying obviously is, you know, is only a small pocket of the culture. But what I am saying is when you get too many small pockets, it becomes more than the whole. And we have all these pockets of interests and pockets of control, and you see all these different artists, rappers, athletes, etc., that have all this opportunity to mold and maintain the culture that worships them, without a better word, but they don't do anything with it. that's one thing I will say. I was pleasantly surprised to see the stance of the Miami Heat, specifically what LeBron and Dwayne Wade did. I was pleasantly surprised, and I was excited because it was one of the first times you've seen in a long time that you've seen some of our forefront younger athletes or forefront younger entertainers and you know, in the higher echelon financially, really say this can't go down. This is not cool. You know, and you don't see that enough because everybody's so politically correct, worrying about sponsorships, worrying about who's who and who's friends and all that. So I think it's good to see people are now saying, okay, all this other bull crap that we keep throwing in the mix or in the way of what's going on with people's real lives is unnecessary, unbeneficial, and unimportant. To see people start taking a stand is something that I never, ever want to seem like I'm against. I just want to exert a certain amount of caution in that we have to also be wise about how we use this in from this time and how we use this interest to our benefit to better the situation for all our kids, and not just black kids either. I don't even want to sound like that. I mean, for all kids in any situation.
I hear you. So we're going to get into a couple of songs. We're going to come back. So definitely think about that. Maybe talk to your son, your daughter, your brother, whoever that might be. But we're going to get into a couple of songs. Nas, The Don, Casual featuring Tajay, Shrimp Fry Rice, Kendrick Lamar, High Power, and that will lead us into exactly what we're going to get into next. But Nas, Casual featuring Tajay, Kendrick Lamar, you're listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Yes, sir.
Some of these people do not even have TV, so they can't afford cable. Some of them can't afford a radio, so the only thing they can listen to is the music. People from the ghetto, people from the projects, street people, article ghetto youth who know what it is to sing about suffering and reality.
New York girl, them a mad over way. New York girl, them a mad over way. New York girl, them a mad over way. New York girl, them a mad over way.
Cabano, guzzle my second bottle, hope I don't catch a homo, grossing that net, simultaneously making me climb higher, heinous crimes behind me, search but can't find me, fuck sadness, had this been you, having this lavish, habitual happiness at me, you wouldn't look back, which you would have sex on, condominium roof decks, so anyone move next, I hit you with two texts, rocking Roberto Cavalli, no show, no convertible, Mozzie, my Colombiana, mommy riding beside me, every tap means something, that's my word on my body, I have to lean something with that Moss first shot. My niggas is ignorant, put lead in your pigment. Just cause y'all was mad at all the years I was getting it. And 9-7 to 6, 9-8 to Bentley. Now it's the Ghost Phantom, and y'all can't stand them, but. Swag, army jacket, green and black, with a square top pocket that snaps, where the gas at, past that, not you, you hold cracks in your ass crack, I never did that, my socks where my stats was at, yo, I used to listen to that Red Alert and Rap Attack, I fell in love with all that poetry, I mastered that, cut school with preen team and fat cat bizarre, future not crystal clear yet, Baccarat, now I'm the one who rapping Queens, way beyond your wildest dreams, bottles on bottles with sparklers, surround my team, that long cash, get the baddest bitches out they jeans, 20 years in this game, looking 17. I don't lean, no codeine, promethazine. I just blow green, pick which bitch to bless the king. Although he's on to another chapter. Heavy D gave his beat to Salam for me to rap to. Yeah, yeah. New York is like an island, a big Rikers Island, the cops be out wildin'. All I hear is sirens, it's all about surviving. Same old two-step, try to stay alive when they be out robbing. I've been out rhyming, since born knowledge, like Prophet Muhammad say, the ink from a scholar, worth more than the blood of a martyr. So I'ma keep it on till I see $1 billion. Keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Love motto chocha, mommy poppin' like she poster. Eyes red shot like I'm never sober. Big time smoker, Indonesia Doja. Many means you can hold up before you end up with up from my soldier. Don shit, under fire, I remain on some calm shit. This for every ghetto in the hood. Nas the Don, Super Cat the Don, Dada, understood. Nas the Don,
do too, you know what I mean? We bring what hip hop needs, you know what I mean? We listen, we find what is missing, and we manifest that.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Casual beats by the left.
Beats by the left.
One, two, one, two. Sun Tzu, Kung Fu, run through one fool. Come through, gun new, with belligerent dumb crew. Never acting niggerish, fat, kill the gibberish. Comedic aesthetics for pathetic genetics. My shivery delivery kills the negativity. I'm cold as dry ice. See, God broke the mold, said he never would try twice. Still sign a deal if I get my price and make a quick meal, shrimp fried rice. Get five mics, it's casual, baby. You can see me smile after you pay me.
When they hate me, that's cause they ain't me. Yeah, they ain't me, that's who they can't be. I make money, the money don't make me. We stick and move in the streets to stay free. When they hate me, that's cause they ain't me. Yeah, they ain't me, that's who they can't be. I make money, the money don't make me. We stick and move in the streets to stay free.
I'm on jewels than tut-out garment, but I'm rhyming laser sharp lyrics that cut out diamonds. You wanna be hard, you need something to solidify ya. But you keep blowing air like a humidifier. You've been a liar. Last time you seen a gangster, you was at the station trying to identify him. Trying to be hard, I meant they soft. I bless you in a fresh new kente cloth and an African medallion, rare black and green in it. The city I'm seen in it, 6'7 Chevelle. Yeah, your boy leaning it. Nephew and the queen looking clean in it. She had shetsu.
When they hate me, that's cause they ain't me. Yeah, they ain't me, that's who they can't be. I make money, the money don't make me. We stick and move in the streets to stay free. When they hate me, that's cause they ain't me. Yeah, they ain't me, that's who they can't be. I make money, the money don't make me. We stick and move in the streets to stay free.
Dallas and Thomas, everybody ballin', let the loud mouths call it. Be quiet, retarded, trying to avoid an audit. Hoping this bitch brought it, the grizzly get applauded in the back office. Backwards offered a backup office. My noggas is black mamas, bonkers, they black mongers. Shake noggas in places the fakes ain't conquered. Side knockers get face and vacate on them. Stay pumping, pop the hustle in my hemoglobin. Kick up in spots, your buses wouldn't dream of going. Break ducks on plots and get into crap dusting. Trust me, the structure larger than just ducats. So do you, cause you cussin'.
When they hate me, that's cause they ain't me. Yeah, they ain't me, that's who they can't be. I make money, the money don't make me. We stick and move in the streets to stay free. When they hate me, that's cause they ain't me. Yeah, they ain't me, that's who they can't be. I make money, the money don't make me. We stick and move in the streets to stay free.
Visions of Martin Luther staring at me. Malcolm X put a hex on my future, someone catch me. I'm falling victim to a revolutionary song. The Serengeti's clone. Back to put you backstabbers back on your spinal bone. You slit your disc when I slit you my disc. You wanted to diss but jumped on my dick. Grown man never should bite their tongue unless you eating pussy that smell like it's a stale plum. I got my finger on the motherfucking pistol, aiming it at a pig. Charlotte's Web is gonna miss you. My issue isn't televising. You ain't gotta tell the wise how to stay on beat because our life's an instrumental. This is physical and mental. I won't sugarcoat it. You'll die from diabetes if these other niggas wrote it. And everything on TV just a figment of imagination. I don't want a plastic nation. Dread that like a Haitian. Why you motherfuckers waiting? I'll be off the slave ship, building pyramids, writing my own hieroglyphs. Just call this shit high power. Nigga, nothing less than high power. Five-star dishes, food for thought, bitches. I mean, this shit is Huey Newton going stupid. You can't resist his high power. Throw your hands up for high power. Visions of Martin Luther staring at me. If I see it, I ain't seen it. That will make my parents happy. Sorry, mama, I can't turn the other cheek. They wanna knock me off the edge like a fucking widow peak, And she always told me, pray for the weak, Them demons got me, I ain't prayed in some weeks, frightening, so fucking frightening, enough to drive a man insane. I need a license to kill. I'm standing on a field full of landmines doing the moonwalk, hoping I blow up in time. Cause 2012 might not be a fucking legend, trying to be a fucking legend, the man of mankind. Who said a black man in the Illuminati? Last time I checked, that was the biggest racist party. So get up off that slave ship, build your own pyramids, write your own hieroglyphs. Just call this shit high power. Nigga, nothing less than high power. 5-star dishes, food for dark bitches. I mean this shit is Bobby Seale making meals, you can't resist his. High power, blow your hands up for high power. Who said a black man in Illuminati? Last time I checked, that was the biggest racist party. Last time I checked, we was racing with Marcus Garvey on the freeway to Africa till I wrecked my Audi. And I want everybody to view my autopsy so you can see exactly where the government has shot me. No conspiracy, my fate is inevitable. They play musical chairs once I'm on that pedestal. Frightening, so fucking frightening, enough to drive a man insane, a woman insane. The reason Lauren Hill don't sing, or Kurt Cobain loaded that clip and then said bang. The drama in brains crazy, product of the late 80s, trying to stay above water, that's why we shun the Navy. Pull your guns and play me, let's set it off, cause a riot, throw a Molotov. Somebody told me them pirates had got lost, cause we've been off them slave ships, got our own pyramids, write our own hieroglyphs. Just call it shit high power. Yeah, nothing less than high power. 5-star dishes, food for thought bitches. I mean this shit is Fred Hampton on your campus. You can't resist his high power. Throw your hands up for high power.
All right. You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. All right. So the song you just finished, we just came back from, was Kendrick Lamar, High Power. And about a week or so ago, it was announced that Kendrick Lamar and his label situation and all that, his independent label situation, he's now affiliated with Aftermath officially. I mean, he's unofficially, there were pictures I saw months ago with him and Dre being seated courtside at a Laker game, all that stuff. But now he's officially associated with Aftermath. And it's interesting because the conversations that we have had about like almost the Aftermath curse with my boy James, it goes by Star Saxon, we've had those conversations. I went and the day that it was announced, I kind of did a little bit of research, and there are a lot of other people that were saying, uh-oh, does this mean he's ever going to come out? Or if he does come out, does this mean that he'll only have one project out and that'll be it? So your thoughts, Mr. Blaze Rock, on will Kendrick Lamar be the exception to what I now want to call the Aftermath rule?
No. Yes. Yes. No. Yes. No. No. Yes. Okay. No. You know what? I don't know, because with Aftermath, you never know. You know. I know, but I also know that I think he will succeed in the fact that Dre has so many other things going on with Beats Audio and all these other ventures that he's involved in. So I think that Aftermath is a good fit, good situation for Kendrick Lamar. I don't think Kendrick Lamar is going to get shelved like that. I think Kendrick Lamar will be the, and forgive me for the comparison, but he will be the Eminem of Aftermath. Okay. What I mean by that is, if you think about it, all that during all that period of time, Eminem was the only one that was coming out for a long ass time. And I think Kendrick Lamar will kind of be in that same boat, where Dre would hold and wait and dry up all these other artists. With Kendrick Lamar, it's going to be fast track. Let's get it out there. And I think that's also because people want Kendrick Lamar a lot more than they want almost anything else that Dre has put out in I don't know how long. I would even go as far as to say there's probably more people looking forward to a Kendrick Lamar project than there are Detox at this point. You know what I'm saying? And I think Eminem was kind of in the same boat. When Eminem was ready to release that album, Dre didn't have a choice but to go ahead and get that done. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so I think that'll be kind of the same situation. The only thing that worries me, of course, is it is Dre. It is Aftermath. You never know what could all of a sudden take change. But I do believe he will, and, you know, and I think I've said it on here a lot of times. I'm a fan of Kendrick Lamar, so I'm hoping that it is not a typical Dre thing. So, you know.
All right. So, yeah, I'm hoping the same. I think that when you look back on some of the recent victims of what I'll call the aftermath curse, when you think of with Joel Ortiz, he was on. Obviously, the best example is Rakim.
Yes. Rakim, how he.
Eve, yes. I mean, Eve went back and never. Did she ever release an album when she went back to Dre?
There wasn't. I don't even think there. I want to say there wasn't even a single, because I know there was that Tambourine that came out of nowhere,
right?
And then like went basically back to nowhere. But yeah, you know. Then there's Bishop Lamont, which again, you know how I feel about Bishop Lamont. I love Bishop Lamont, so I don't really understand how that went down. Busta Rhymes, of course, was able to sneak an album out on Aftermath.
Yeah.
And, you know, to me, he's been one of the exceptions to the rule for the same reason. Is that he, you know, Kendrick Lamar, from what I've read, is a little more involved in his music, a little more involved in his career. And I think that type of person works well with Dre. If you look through the years and the releases that they've been able to do, it's always been the type of artist who's in sync, trying to do a specific thing, and comes in ready to do what they need to do. Eminem is a good example. Snoop was a good example. Busta Rhymes is a good example. These were not people where Dre had to be involved in the creation and process of what they wanted to become. I think Hitman is one. You know, Hitman, Bishop Lamont, for that matter, Eve, some of these other folks needed Dre to shape and reshape what they were doing. So that became Slow Motion and grinding to a halt.
Dre is like we're in the NBA season. Dre is like Phil Jackson. If Dre doesn't want Phil Jackson never wanted to
coach up a rookie.
He never wanted to bring up rookies and try to help them to learn and to be the best player they could be. He wanted somebody who was established enough that I can come in, they can get into my system and do what they need to do almost on a superstar level. And as opposed to when you think of coaches like Rick Adelman, who will mold a player, stuff like that. So that's where you think of, so there are other labels that are maybe their best, more likely to lead you to success in Aftermath in that growing stage. So we're going to get into a couple songs. We're going to get back because Mr. Blazerock is going to tell me all about the new E-40 album.
I'm excited
about that. So we're going to get into a couple joints. It's J-Love, yours truly, featuring OPO. It's called I Get Nice.
Yep.
I know Blaze has been on me for a while to drop this and put this out. So
indeed,
it is here. So we're going to be pushing that. Slaughterhouse, Hammer Dance. So J-Love,
my Hammer Dance.
I Get Nice, Slaughterhouse, Hammer Dance. And then we're going to come back. Blaze White is here.
We'll chit-chat about some E-40.
Indeed. So you listen to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Yes, sir.
My mama got Obama's pickup, but where she cooked the stew. New age black tradition, now goes the fork and spoon. Black moon, into my stage, I buck shots, drink brew. Serve me on stage, I think not. Scatter plot the dots, run tests, where's the reason? MCs are in danger, we in front of season. Front on tracks, in Caribbean Isles. Front for the kids,
they love
God bless the child that can hold his showbiz. Out on your own, lost the grip, and told his ass, yo, go home. Click heels, three times and ass Toto. I saw it coming, that's why I went solo. Not really, some things for pure effect, like the Mac Millie and the reign of the tech. Rascat said you get a hug and a sec. Now just a handshake and I wish we never met. No matter what the price is, I get nice. Check odds, hedge bets, roll the dice. It runs through my veins.
What's that?
Ice. Some get down, but it ain't quite right. No matter what the price is, I get nice. Check odds, hedge bets, roll the dice. It runs through my veins.
What's that?
Ice. Some get down, but it ain't quite right. I get nice.
I bang like rival gang and dice gang. Don't walk over water, I hydroplane. What a shame. Your ex-wife look like Michael Caine. My new Nikes look like cocaine. Slice of vein. Suicidal in your lightweight brain. A dime store hustling cane out of nowhere.
Where?
I'm in Oakland, you can go there. See me posted up like, oh yeah, there you go.
Whoa.
Capture the vibe like John Woo. True, I forgot they done who? 1942. Take a sip of that cheap liquor, slip into a coma. Fucking with that irking jerk, leave it alone, bruh, to stay alive. You better designate a drive through the side streets. PIGs rolling 5D. Fresh meat to the alphabet, boys. I'm out to destroy, so keep your mouth shut, boy.
No matter what the price is, I get nice. Check odds, hedge bets, roll the dice. It runs through my veins.
What's that?
Ice. Some get down, but it ain't quite right. No matter what the price is, I get nice. Check odds, hedge bets, roll the dice. It runs through my veins.
What's that?
Ice. Some get down, but it ain't quite right. I get nice.
Hoods filled with land. And not for pencils, the kind that leave you dead. Short attention spans, can't remember what you said. Hunger everywhere for guns, butter, and brand. Where's Kilroy? Where's Daddy? Where's Waldo? Call Tevin Campbell, he can sing about tomorrow. Better you, better me. Better change your tone before I start to MC up in here. You don't hear me like Rodney Yo, huh? Crank up the beat. I said, dismiss the flow. Okay. Split the switch and sweet. Yeah. Blaze up the drone. And then back to school days, break rank and scream, no! Yeah, that's the joint. We need math and science, and yeah, that's the point. But I'm a soothsayer. What do I know? It'll sink in later. Just enjoy the show.
My real name, my rap shit. No made up, nigga. I'm straight up, nigga. Still in the projects where I came up, nigga. On a scaffold doing 10 sets of 10, getting my weight up, nigga. I'm no shooter, but my shooters that have your brain exposed. But I'll shoot 5 in a second, homie, and break your nose. Talk the past, I'm dead ass. I was living life fast with my pistol in the grass. Digging in my ass, trying to finish up the last so I can sit it in the stash. OE sweat dripping from the bag. Milk crate sitting on the ad while I'm looking left and right for them niggas with the badge. My mom's dishes really had crack on them. 12-12s and I kept them shit packed for them. Yeah, they came back for them. I can paint it so vivid cause I really lived it. If rap fail, I stack bail and show you how to
I'm in the club, bottle in hand, doing my two step while I got my gun in my pants, call it the hammer dance. Bitches dancing on the nigga when they feel the gun. I tell them we doing the hammer dance.
Two-stepping with my weapon on me. You good? I'm just checking, homie. Fam, you don't stand a chance while I got this gun in my pants doing my hammer dance.
Needs LA times, I wake up on one. House slippers and coffee, I know the paper gon' come. I drop shit to make the gangsters go dumb. Keep a bad bitch naked like my waist with no gun.
I'm for real, how are you?
Got street power from the watchtowers to Howard U. How would you become me? I don't do what you cowards do. Flip 1,000 pounds of that sour D's in an hour, dude. I'm out my motherfucking mind, fuck a punchline. Salute my motherfucking grind. Ditching fans on the regular, they trying to catch a predator. Not the Chris Hansen type, but the Danny Glover kind. I'm a killer, everybody know I body your audio. When the shoddy blow, say goodbye to your body, yo, you mighty gold. You don't think that I'm about this? Ice grill, nigga, put your money where your mouth
I'm
is.
I'm in the club, bottle in hand, doing my two-step. While I got my gun in my pants, call it the hammer dance. Bitches dancing on the nigga when they feel the gun. I tell them we doing the
hammer dance. Two-stepping with my weapon on me. You good? I'm just checking, homie. Fam, you don't stand a chance while I got this gun in my pants doing my hammer dance.
Yo, my real name, my rap shit. Fuck with Chase, but the real bank is the mattress. Money ain't new to me. Been getting G-stacked since Smooth B took his shorty back from rehab. Knife work with me, but the chrome is extra case I'm in the same taxi as the bone collector. Y'all rapping about models, I get hounded by them. Not a killer at all, I'm just surrounded by them. Just a real nigga, straight from my mother's stomach. Ain't enough cloth for all of us to be cut from it. Not decided by who toast lead, cause all of us to be angels for Pujols bread. Lot of hostility, hollering is killing me. Screaming over my dead body like it's not a possibility. All my jerseys bullshit, never mind me. But if it's ever problems, niggas know where to find me.
I'm in the club, bottle in hand, doing my two-step. While I got my gun in my pants, call it the
hammer dance.
Bitches dancing on a nigga when they feel the gun. I tell them we doing the
hammer dance. Two-stepping with my weapon on me. You good? I'm just checking, homie. Fam, you don't stand a chance while I got this gun in my pants doing my hammer dance.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on dubcnn.com. So, and I'm efforting on this, so I won't. So we're efforting to get connected with Mr. Fonzarelli, Mr. E40. So I think that's going to happen here sooner or later. I'm efforting, but he has a new like triple album that's coming out called The Block Brochure, and we've had many little conversations, a couple of small conversations about maybe what to expect. We didn't know if you come out with 60 tracks, how many of them good, and we've kind of had our fun and poked and prodded a little bit at E40, but you have had an opportunity to listen to the album, so Sir. The floor is yours, Mr. Blazewell.
All right, I'm going to start with the fact that I need everybody who's listening to know, of course, that this is three albums, basically, at one time. It's not a matter of, you know, just, oh, we got, you know, 54 tracks. So you got to look at it as three different albums. One of the issues that I have with the album, or with people's connotation of the album, is that it's just, you know, 54 straight tracks. It's not. I think 40 did an awesome job of breaking them up to be three individual albums that are essentially E40. You know what I'm saying? It's not like it's not like super conceptual or none of that. It's not like disc one is the birth and disc two is the rebirth and all of that. Nah, it's no highbrow nonsense abstraction going on or anything like that. It's three albums of fire. I'm gonna start with disc one, and I'm not being detailed on purpose. Number one, because I want people to go out and buy the record. And everybody who listens to the show knows me, that I'm typically the last person to mention purchase an album. But I'm telling you, I want people to go and support the album. Even if you just buy the one you like, or if you like one, buy one. If you like two, buy two. If you like them all, buy them all. But this one is a really good album. But I will say it's probably my least favorite of the three albums. Not because it's bad, but because there's some hits and misses for my taste on there. Like, for example, I gotta bring this up, and I know it's weird, but I'm not a fan of Gangsta Boo. I've never been a fan of Gangsta Boo. So when I saw Gangsta Boo on a track, I wasn't exactly pleased, okay?
Right.
Now, the song called Let's Bien features Gangsta Boo, and it's you know, 40 has a tendency sometimes, he'll drop a song that's so straightforward, it's almost too much.
Yeah.
So, judging by the title of the song, you know what the conversation of the song is about.
Right.
I just wasn't feeling it, though. Like, usually I can get with it. I just really wasn't feeling it. On this album, also, I think there's a couple tracks that 40's son, Drew B, did. And I'll be honest with you, those are some of the songs that I just don't like. It's almost, and I hate to say this, but it's almost like 40 scales it back when he's on a track with Drew B. It's almost like he decides, I'm not going to body y'all real quick. I'm going to just keep pace. And so those are the tracks where I'm not really that much of a fan of. And for the fact that there's 18 tracks, I would say at least 12 are B+ or better in terms of grade. But it's just that there's more of those Drew B tracks on here that kind of take away from the feel for me. Going back, you know, going to the rest of the album, though, there's some joints on that volume one. Slappers on there. And, you know, and the good thing, I think, is 40 did a good job of bridging the gap between some of his older mob music type of stuff and some of the newer hyphy stuff, and then some of the new age hyphy stuff.
So I'm a fan of mob music.
But see, that's the thing. It's like, when he does mob music, it's untouchable, straight up. Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, A++, run that back type stuff. When he does hyphy stuff, it's kind of, I don't want to say hit or miss, but it's above average. It's above the, you know, it's above any other random folk who's trying to do it. It's just not, you know, he just doesn't command it the way he does mob music, you know. And then when he does the new age stuff, it's kind of like, I feel like he's had, I don't want to say half-assed in it, but I feel like he's just not doing it. He's not going all the way in on it. So, and this album, like I said, is the one that has a little bit more of the new age stuff. Now, I will also say that disc two is my favorite. Volume two is my favorite. Volume 2 has that song, you know, the single Function, which I love that track as it is. But on top of that, this too, I'm going to just read some of the features. And when I read the features, I'm going to just say, whatever you might think of hearing the name with being on a track on E-40, it is probably exactly what you think and more. So, for example, he's got a track with Twista and T-Pain, very dope song. Okay. He's got another one with Spice One and Celly Cell that absolutely goes nuts. It's crazy. I love that song. He's got another song with JT the Bigger Figure and Selsky. Got a track with Sebo and T-Nutty. Got a track with Tech N9ne and London. Another track with Tech N9ne and Brother Lynch, huh? And I'm sorry, that song is bonkers, bro. Yeah. And you know I'm not always the biggest fan of Brother Lynch, but
I know that
track goes absolutely crazy. Andre Nicotina's on there. Track is pretty cool, but it's not my taste.
He went to some real
things. Yes.
Big.
He said
JT.
Yes.
He said Cell. Yes. Okay.
Then Sugar T and some dude named Agerman are on a track at the end. And of course, and this, the only thing I don't like, if you want to call it a don't like, about Volume 2 is there's no Be Legit on it. I love Be Legit. So, you know what I'm saying? I love Be Legit, and I love E-40 with Be Legit. He's not on Volume 2, which, like I said, if you want to call it a complaint, that's about the only complaint that I have for Volume 2. But before I don't want people to take it the wrong way. Be Legit is on the Block Brochure albums, plural. He just happens to not be on Volume 2. On Volume 1, he's actually on, I think, 4 tracks. So, and all 4 of them go hard. So it's not even a, it's not like he's not there. It's just I would have loved to see him on Disc 2 because of how much I like Disc 2. Disc 3 is actually probably right underneath Volume 2. And I could even go as far as to say some people are going to say the opposite, are going to say it's above Volume 2. This album actually crosses over a little more into the new school, but also mob music, but also some different stuff completely than usual. But I just tell it like this. The first song on Disc 3 is some super E-40 music. Okay? The third song on this Volume 3 has Snoop Dogg, Daz, Corrupt, and Cocaine on it.
Huh.
The fifth song on this album is called Catch a Fade. Has Kendrick Lamar and Drew B on it. Sixth song has Too Short. Seventh song has Caveo and Drew B. The eighth song called Stove on High is a highlight only to me because it's such a dope song. Like, and I don't even know why it's so dope. I'm not gonna get all super highbrow on y'all or nothing, but it's just a really dope song. All through there's some really dope songs. Now, this is something I know a lot of our Dub CNN folks that should be think it's kind of ill. 40 and Hyro is track number 17.
What? Hold
yes,
on.
Sir. It's a track
with. No, you know me. You know
yes,
me.
That's why. Yes, yeah, that's why I went there. But it's a track with Hyro, 40 and Hyro, and it's absolutely slapping because it's like you never think of the fact that, you know, Hyro, a lot of people want to say is backpacker music, whatever. You know, and 40 is 40. But bro, it goes in. It is a very dope song. It's probably better than I thought it was gonna be. I was a little nervous. I was kind of like, I don't know about that. And you know, before he even says it on there, she's like, you know, I've been with Hyro way since way back. I was like, all right, you know. All in all, dude, straight up, if you got the $20 or $26, I think he's charging right now for the 3 albums as a whole, go to Best Buy. I think it's $20.99. iTunes has it for like 24 or something, like the different places you can get all 3 albums for a decent price where you end up only paying maybe $5 or $6 for each CD. I'm telling anybody who listen, anybody, you know, anybody who's on my Facebook will see that I've been preaching about this album for like the last 5 or 6 weeks when I heard it was coming out. And then in the last week since I was able to hear it, I've been just going nuts about it. Yeah, you definitely cannot lose buying either of these albums. So if I can say anything, speaking for Microphone Masters, I'm saying you definitely need to pick at least one of these albums up. But yeah, man, it's funny because there ain't often that I'm at a loss for words or for description, but this is one of the instances where all I can really tell somebody is, if you're a fan of E-40, you will not be disappointed whatsoever. If you're not a fan, you'll probably find some way to become a fan. And if you're just looking for some dope hip-hop, there's your man.
I'll tell you that. We're gonna leave it at that word. So we're gonna get into a few tracks. Big Crit, you know, he had a little mixtape that he put out.
Man, we gotta talk about that when we come back.
Okay, we're gonna
talk about that. Big Crit, had something else planned, but
it's all good.
We're gonna go to Big Crit on that.
You know, we move things on the fly.
Yes,
we move chairs around the deck here.
Yes, sir.
So Big Crit, Booby Miles, we got another Big Crit joint going double with Me and My Old School, and then Big Mike Hands on A Thing. So Big Crit, Double Shot, and the Big Mike track. You listen to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Yes, sir.
Get money. Don't be no lame. Bitch, warmers never ride foreign, so play the game. Never drop the ball, never accept the laws. Get back up if you fall, and when your number call, you better give your all. I hope you give your all. You gotta play it to the end. The only deal between a winner and a loser is a winner plays until he wins. Ain't nothing for free, so get your ass up. My partner scared if we don't speak, then they might pass us. So we hit 85, trying to keep this dream alive. All I see is green, I think these screens is fucking with my side. Nowadays, hoes claiming that they crushing. Baba dolling in my bucket till they heads catch concussions. But please don't push my buttons, I don't know you like that. Can't do no favors for these haters, I don't owe you like that. Well, I guess it's the allure, like when you need to score. 1 second on the clock and the shot's all yours. Hit or miss, we take the risk. Cause anything's better than vienas and warm grits. Trading busted babies for fly divas that book. Her only concern is if my car match her clutch. Yeah, she a gold digger, but that pussy good. So what the fuck, don't be late for this player's ball. Hurry up and get money. Don't be no lame. Bitch, warmers never ride foreign, so play the game. Never drop the ball, never accept the laws. Get back up if you fall, and when your number call, you better give your all. I hope you give your all. You gotta play it to the end. The only difference between a winner and a loser is a winner plays until he wins. They told me life is what you make it, so what you been creating on your free time. I lend you bars if you need rhyme or reason. Some people change is a part of life, like seasons. Just be aware that everybody ain't your friend. They'll be gone with the wind once your jump shot don't go in. Or your ACL torn and you a couple yards short from a Super Bowl championship and it was dying for. Gotta play the field, be willing to ride, willing to die for what you desire. Call your pop fly, but never collide with other players that play the game. Don't be eager to run with crowds, stay in your lane. Pass this knowledge on to your team, but carry the flame. Cause it's yours and yours alone to brighten your way. Put God first and free your soul. Cause even Olympic winners sometimes lose their goal. So get money, don't be no lame. Bitch, warmers never ride foreign, so play the game. Never drop the ball, never accept the laws. Get back up if you fall, and when your number call, you better give your all. I hope you give your all. You gotta play it to the end. The only difference between a winner and a loser is a winner plays until he wins.
Country bunker. and ill, my crooked super southern don't be tripping on my rim. I'd rather sit high than fall, eagles on shoulders of giant people. If I'm gon' ride, hell, I don't know about them. Popping my collar, rocking gators, fuck some pride of be a scholar of this pimping to the very, very end. Forever a fixture light, words out the scripture of the rictus. All my future through my real view, live. Just me and my
ride,
old
ride, school. Ride, man. If you ride old, ride slow, get the pain, slamming knees. Don't ride, 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 man. If you ride old, ride slow, get the pain, slamming knees. Don't ride, 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 man. If you ride old, ride slow, get the pain, slamming knees. Don't ride old, ride slow, ride old, ride slow, ride old, ride slow, slamming knees. Don't.
See, it ain't just a car. It ain't just a will, it's a time machine, it's a spaceship, it's precious, you gotta take your time, you can't be rubbing on them curves, hitting them potholes, you gotta ride clean and ride slow, me and my old
ride, ride slow, ride, ride, if you ride old, ride slow, get the pain, slamming knees. Don't ride, 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 clean. If you ride old, ride slow, get the pain, slamming knees. Ride old, ride slow, ride old, ride slow, ride old, ride slow, slamming knees. Don't.
Damn, what do you want? Shit. What's good, OG?
What up, young blood?
Shit, chillin'.
You don't even know what you're riding in right there.
Yeah, I do.
That's an 86?
Yo.
Busta. I can tell you some thing about that right there. 1986? Man, you know MJ. That boy set the record for the most points in the playoffs. 63 points. Martin Luther King Day. Man, 1986. You listen to that rap music? That boogie the boogie. I bet you ain't know when they'll see you with the first rap you to hit top 10 in 1986.
The brigade is the game. That there crank. For a latter day, mad at me, cause they know ain't no one out here bad as me. Recite them words with deadly purpose, pen tragedies, weather by catastrophe. My muddy water heritage go back like 80 year marriages. Stallions and chariots, like whoop, near dead ears, sue me for the damages.
Hands on everything, like I'm in the money farm. Twist them when I find out, like I'm on some honey spots. Niggas had a ring. Hands on everything, like I'm in the money pot. Twist it when I find out,
shit. Slap to your face so you won't forget. Bitch, it's brigade business. We ain't them other cats, so don't confuse it. This shit, it's brigade business. We ain't them other cats, so don't confuse it.
Hands on me, like I'm in a money pump. Twisting when I'm turning up, like I'm on some honey smokes. Fill up that bag, yeah, and then fill it with some more. Hands on me, hands on me, hands on me, like I'm in a money pump. Twisting when I'm turning up, like I'm on some honey smokes. Fill up that bag, yeah, and then fill it with some more. Hands on me, hands on me.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. We're going to get into a little conversation about Big Crit. And before I let Blaze Rock go in on it, I was reading a couple of interviews recently over the last week and a half once this project dropped, and Crit was talking about his, somebody said, well, why don't you, this album is so good, or this mixtape is so good, you should have released that as a regular project. And he brought up some valid points. For one, a lot of samples on the album, so when you think about sample clearances and whatnot, that it would have probably really delayed the project coming, seeing a light of day. And then he also mentioned some things, well, this is just to show people that I can be, have consistent bodies of work. And so if I'm giving this away for free, obviously there'll be one in the next few months that'll be one where you'll actually pay to be able to have his official debut. Right. But more importantly, to give people an incentive to come to his shows, to purchase his merchandise, to do those things to help and show their support in different ways. So I thought that he was very eloquent in when he mentioned this, and when he was in the interview that I read, or a couple of the interviews that I read. But Big Crit, so go ahead, Mr. Blaze Rock.
On the album, I got to talk about the mixtape itself, Forever and a Day. And I'm going to just say right now, if you're listening to this show and you don't have it, please stop. I mean, press pause, go to the internet, get a copy of Forever and a Day. Very, very good album. And I think what's cool about Big Crit is a lot of people like to look at him like, oh, he's just kind of like Pimp C, you know, or he just kind of like this person because of the accent, you know, because he's from the South, because, you know, they automatically start lumping and trying to find ways. But I think this is one of the illest characters in a long time, because not only is he willing to address things in an intelligent manner, not only is he willing to keep it, I mean, using the cliche, he keeps it real. He's not pretending to be superhero, Superman, super pimp, you know, superstar. You know, he has flaws, he has inconsistencies, if you will, he has uncertainties, and even bouts of, you know, hypocrisy in his own mind that he addresses, you know, in a way that I think is flawless. I had an opportunity to throw the CD in not too long ago when I was doing some driving around, and you know, I played it, and I kept playing it, and I kept playing it, and I kept playing it. And then every time, you know, I'd get up to do something else, or I'd be, you know, around the house, I remember I was putting some stuff together, and the first thing I wanted to do was put this album on and just let it run. And there isn't often that there's a CD that I get or whatever that I feel like I can just press play, and, you know, and let it run and not have to feel like I have to keep getting up or keep changing songs. But this is definitely, you know, definitely one of those projects where I think this artist is showing you that he's worth way more than what a lot of people are trying to give him credit for. So I mean, like I said, I didn't get the opportunity. I hadn't taken the opportunity to listen deeply to the rest of his projects, but this one in particular caught my attention, and I listened. I was just super impressed. So I definitely can recommend it being something. And I think he is an artist just because of what he's been able to put out into these projects. Just gives you the impression that not only are we seeing only a percentage of what he's capable of, but it's only going to get better.
And I think to that point, the things that I've heard from Crit when, you know, what, over a year or mm-hmm. a half ago when mm-hmm. I was first introduced to his music, I think he has been consistent. And I think that's the key for any artist is that consistency.
Right.
But and it was funny because this will relate in a way. I was talking to my boy Rich Nix, and we were talking about projects that he's put out. And he said, you know what, Jay, I'm realizing that the music that I do is not really for the people that I really hang around.
Exactly.
It might be more of it might be embraced more by folks who are Hispanic, because just that's the kind of demographically, that's the kind of music that they tend to like. When he had the Welcome to the West Coast song, that type of
right.
stuff. So when you think of, so oftentimes artists, instead of, he didn't say that, well, that's just the music I do, so I'm not going to switch and cater to the folks here. I mean, I just, this is the music that I do. So when you think of an artist like Big Crit, as you mentioned, he's that open book and honesty, honest, looking at himself as a flawed individual and just making songs that he is true to. I think that connects on a lot of different levels with fans, and hopefully that will resound with them, and you know, him, he'll have a long career. So
I agree.
So we're gonna get into a couple joints real quick, and then we're gonna send y'all off into that good night. But LP, called The Full Retard. LP, I don't know if you knew about LP back in the day, Blaze, when he was with this crew called Company Flow. LP is a different cat.
He's a different cat. Let's keep it real. So LP, he's a weird ass. I'm gonna just say too, before we go, I'm not a fan of Company Flow. I was never a fan of LP. I still think he was just doing shit different to be different. And that can kind of annoy me sometimes. Why I can't really get into some of these cats like Odd Future and whatever. It's like, y'all just being weird to be weird. You're not being yourself that happens to be weird. You're right. Just like, I'm going to be weirder because that's weirder and nobody else has done it. Every pioneer didn't discover anything but shit.
Some of the Company Flow stuff I liked back in the day.
When I first saw the video for In the End Burners, I turned the channel.
Yo, so we're gonna get into LP, The Full Retard, and then Mean Dope Green. We got it's called Montana, and then we're gonna be right back and listen to the Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Yes, sir.
From Ray's zombie, walk with an army. Stalked by the Harmon Arbor posse. Probably got me on a radar with a Tatis. Watching, plotting, minions of the lower Godspeed. Shit hawks abound in a town of Bulletage, and I'm a Rocky. Run 100 miles before my coffee. Shitty little sick at the grip is hitting, but don't know now I'm verified. Signal lit, verified, bossy. Fucking void noise, void boys, no employ. Oi, oi, a grumpy kick the shit at your groin, boy. Oi, play. Slayers ain't your harmony, porn life. Don't fuck your lucky day, the flight of a torn cop. Holy smokey, blown to the bone and death server. For the hurts with a burner, whipped to the church of murder sermon. Just a Cassandra to drain the painfully worded further. Future of a gerbil, a bass, a mass, cause that's my word up.
So you should pump this shit like they do in the future. So you should pump this shit like they do in the future. So you should pump this shit like they do in the future. So you should pump this shit. Pump this shit. Pump this shit. Pump this shit.
In your floating whip system.
Pump this shit.
In the breadline, the prison.
Pump this shit.
From the chip under your wrist skin.
Pump this shit.
So fucking paranoid.
I am Sam, I'm known to go ham, the full retard. Playing taps on a guitar, in the Benz of the Beamer, Ether. He's delicious, a rebel yelling a theme. Son of forgotten freedom, rebel a reba reba. Metal and man are melted, settling to the FEMA. Dreamer, your polluted house speaker, leader. Yes, and reader, scorn of the dirt and doom. Drones mirror, here's a mirror, mirror to peer. Fear grows clearer, stirrer. Half away from the panic of our era. Pira, midi ocular, unladen insignia. Weirder. Here's another burner born a pig in ya. Sector, rector, by the fly sound selector. I'm a fucking ill trail killer with a cetera. BK to the basic DNA math measurer. Better lead a lion alone, do not pet him. Fuck start your burpole, jet and burgundy pleather. Whoa.
So you should pump this shit like they do in the future. So you should pump this shit like they do in the future. So you should pump this shit like they do in the future. So you should pump this shit like they do in the future.
Some Camus shit. Those who know lust, trust, the flow is disgust. Touch, productive back rush. You'll notice the lag crush. I'm potent intact, the black hearted and lumped up.
harder than touch trust, designer of funk fun. Hell is back on that shit, huh? The pink cave kid talk at the end of the paintball. Permanent stain pot. Milana, my name, a holy arc up your swap face. Viewers of the divine race, learn to worship the hard way. You get it, I don't fade. Just float with a palm slave. The home with a roach head, a loner with holes great.
The more that I go through, the more that I know that they can talk and they talk and have nothing to show. Fuck what you going through, I know what I'm here for. To make them say my name, no.
Y'all come provocative, nigga.
I founded Nefertiti, built the pyramid, had a Tutankhamun. Then the Isis and the Cleopatra follow, teaching blood thicker than water. I used to blast first, but stay free. I gotta need a dollar for all the pride that I swallow. Give them artesian water, feed them soul music in college. Fill their minds up with criminal knowledge. Touch a hair on their noggin, show you a human tsunami. Laying concrete slates so they can valet in Bugattis. Skype in luxury lobbies on the lead of my hustle, Mina. I gotta own more than Nikes in a Beamer. Looking at lambs from the lion's den, I'm licking my chop. Was on top of the food chains, I'm finna clean up. Watch what I accomplish on Chiba and Sangria. Bellini way to Tanzania, peeing on who ain't agreeing. The worst sides we beat up like bras we pleasing. Penetrate the league with a hunger that these wiggers ain't seen in eating. Montana. The more that I go through, the more that I know that they can talk and they talk and have nothing to show. Fuck what you going through, I know what I'm here for. To make them say my name, no. Montana. The more that I go through, the more that I know that they can talk and they talk and have nothing to show. Fuck what you going through, I know what I'm here for. To make them say my name, no. Hey yo, my nigga Nas, the black girl still lost. And I'm a hypocrite, I be on them scrippers telling them take it off. My three me's fighting, I'm schizophrenic. Extra managed, everything addict, I'm adding to the baggage. Fresh savage, chef with the best if it come to it. By any means to feed my fridge, I'm gon' do it. Big homie going through it, back in the box in the slammer. Man, you know how fast bad news travels. Pen flowing like the architect of the Taj Mahal. Wish I could bring guns to rebels in Haiti or Senegal. Bring feasts to the African slums. Scared the beast we become is untamable the way we empty your guns. Wild cards, never know what niggas gonna do. If you don't have faith, you never make it past what you're going through. Real life motivation, 1-2-1-2. Kick in the door and let the struggle run through. Montana. The more that I go through, the more that I know that they can talk and they talk and have nothing to show. Fuck what you going through, I know what I'm here for. To make them say my name, no. Montana. The more that I go through, the more that I know that they can talk and they talk and have nothing to show. Fuck what you going through, I know what I'm here for. To make them say my name, no. Montana. The more that I go through, the more that I know that they can talk and they talk and have nothing to show. Fuck what you going through, I know what I'm here for. To make them say my name, no. Montana. The more that I go through, the more that I know that they can talk and they talk and have nothing to show. Fuck what you going through, I know what I'm here for. To make them say my name, no. Montana.
Yo, so you're listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. We got to get those LP super three-layer, quadruple-layer dense rhymes. That's how you got it.
Or his manically undeniably complex simple production style. Get the fuck out of here, man. I'm cool on all that.
Oh, goodness.
All of it. Cool. I mean, not even lukewarm, bro. I'm talking about ice cold. Nah, I'm talking about put a cup of ice on a deck outside here in Phoenix at 100 and something degrees and let that ice melt cool. That's how cool I am on that. Nah.
So follow us on Twitter at Mike Masters Radio. You can hit us up, MikeMastersRadio@gmail.com. Make sure you support the Dub CNN Radio Networks. Make sure you check out DubCNN.com. We're going to check you out next time. I'm going to leave you with the joint as we exit by Brother Ali. It's called Years. So, you know, I'm a Brother Ali fan.
He's dope. Yes, he's quite dope.
That's how we do it. So you are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. We'll check y'all next time. Are you can.
Yes, sir.
A bottle of wine and two glasses, potato salad and that old picnic basket. Sunday afternoon, spread a blanket for so many years that we tend to lose track of it. Those years turn dreams into memories. Much obliged for everyone you spent with me. Can't believe the kids that were at our feet all moved out and began their own families. It still feels like just yesterday I stood in that mirror practicing what to say. Just knowing I live for the moment, my eyes closed, held out my hand and felt yours on it. You don't know the power of a touch like that you have on a love-struck lad. Everything I ever used to care about fade to the back. I feel that way to this day, matter of fact. Laughter and tears we had through the years, like magnets attract without fear. The sunlight that magically appeared, I recall it all and I'm glad that you're here. Laughter and tears we had through the years, the feeling your companion is near. First touch that can't be compared, I recall and I'm glad that you're here. That old tree witnessed the first love we made. I pulled out my pocket knife, gave him my names. But like all trees, he went and grew rings, and that carving got harder to read from far away. And the stress of this world, it pressed you, made you forget you possess something special. And all of this mess, you tended to neglect the blessing that slept directly next to you. Ignored by a girl masquerading as the lady I adore. And even though I lived as your husband, I can't help missing the kiss I fell in love with. What was once hugging and kissing, one day made way to fussing and bickering. Now I'm cussing and no one's listening. We lost our grip on love in the midst of it. Laughter and tears we had through the years, the challenges you have in a fear, the heartbreak and anguish we share. I recall it all and I'm glad that you're here. Laughter and tears we had through the years, we snapped and reacted out of fear. Broken promises can't be repaired. I recall it all and I'm glad that you're here. Those things that we say when we argue never go away, they become part of you. Furthermore, with every new scar, it grew ever harder to open my heart to you. I need you to believe me when I tell you that I didn't step out on you to get you back. I was just so hungry for affection that the first time another gave attention, I was in the trap. I let her stand in for you, trying to recapture the magic that I knew. That's why I fell for it, because when she held me in her arms, I pretended they were yours. I don't fault you for being mad at me. We were a family, I put you through a tragedy. Can't blame you for losing sanity, rolling me over in my sleep and stabbing me. Laughter and tears we had through the years. Every time our anniversary nears, you show up with a picnic basket and a beer. I recall it all and I'm glad that you're here. Laughter and tears we had, it appears, the best talks I've had with you in years are right here where you laid my casket, my dear. I'll save you a place and catch you when you're here.